even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, I'm back, and Mike from Kentucky is still with me, and you've certainly given some good food for thought, Mike, and that's very true what you've said. And there are many other aspects to this war and these plans that they have really had for some time. It's just a matter of when they can try to pull it off. Now, if they can pull it off, because of this war that's going on behind the scenes that we'll never see, it's like the war, you know, that we read about in the 40s and 50s in this country after the United States gave communism the victory in World War II. We had the blame Stalin and the, you know, the love Stalin communists, the Kenite communists in this country. There was a war going on, a war between the left and the right. Now, that same war is going on today between the hardline Zionists and the anti-war Zionists, who really and truly are having a war going on right now between their counterparts in Europe and Israel and the United States. And quite frankly, they've been trying to pull this off for some time.
Well, I think you just look at that one comment by Ahmadinejad. Supposedly, he said something along the lines of, the Israelis need to be ousted from Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
or the Zionists
yes.
need to be booted or ran out of Jerusalem, the Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
And that got translated into wipe the state
wiped
of Israel
off
the map.
Yeah. Right, right. That
and,
wasn't what he said.
You know, you got to look at the source. Who's doing the translation?
Yes.
Are they doctoring the videos and putting the Al-Qaeda logo on there for them? You know, the Al-Qaeda press release logo, you know. I guess there was an expert out in Las Vegas at the Black Hat Hackers conference about a month ago that pointed to the level of error in the video, and it showed that that this Al Qaeda logo was added at the same time as the as the Pentagon connected corpo that done the video analysis
yeah.
and released it.
So. You noticed, huh?
Yeah, and people, and of course the guy said, well, no, that's not what I meant.
No.
You know, he corrected himself after a couple of days because it went kind of viral.
Mm-hmm.
The story went like wildfire across the Internet. Oh, we have proof that the videos are fake now.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that, just like the P2OG, Project for a New American Century, not to be confused with P2OG, that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, the PNAC.
As you may know, yeah, the PNAC
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Project for New American Century folks said, you know, we can't really accomplish our goals in the Middle East. It'd probably take decades unless we have a new Pearl Harbor. Anybody want to help with that?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we've
yeah,
got
and Osama
Al-Qaeda.
And the radical Islam said, yeah, we'll step up to the plate.
Everybody,
come on, we'll do it. We want to be attacked. We can't wait for the United States to kill our people.
Everybody over 40 that's paying attention to all the alphabet soup news networks is convinced it's Al-Qaeda. And, of course, there's people. If somebody nukes a city in the United States, who are they going to blame instantly? They're already saying, it's Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
Even before the news networks would come out and say, yes, Osama, number second in command in Iraq that we have killed five times, he
yeah.
is now taking credit for nuking the... And he got his material from Ahmadinejad, who routed it through Nigeria or something like that.
they'll blame Nahuwiri.
Yeah, and of
yeah, Dr. Nahuwiri. He's in charge now. Osama may have died, but that's all right. He's on life support, but Mr.
Yeah.
Ayman al-Nahuwiri is now
well,
taking
Well, they got him a Chinese kidney from
yes,
the play.
There you go.
I got to go.
All right. Thank
Thanks.
You, Mike. Go spread the word. RBN Lives. I'm here. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back with Henry next and your calls, 800-313-9443. Only here on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm back, and right now the focus is on the latest information about some impending attack on Iran, and that has to be part of the continuation of this Israeli war against her neighbors to engulf the Middle East so that she may secure Jerusalem ultimately, I believe, and all of that which entails that whole area, including all of the oil, which, of course, now, as you know, is being divvied up in Iraq, the oil that the Iraqi people own. That is their land, their oil. And, of course, now we're seeing the divvying up, the stealing of that oil, and Israel is right up there and right up front about it. This is what, of course, we were saying right from the beginning, and we were told that we were crazy, we were nuts. It's all part of our conspiracy, figment of our imagination. Well, in fact, just the opposite is true, and we haven't seen the end of it yet. But this is grand felony theft on a scale that is almost unimaginable, how these criminals, these thugs in Washington and Jerusalem and England were able to pull this off and deceive the entire world for a short time. Doesn't matter that it happened. They don't care how long people were allowed to believe it and how quickly the Downing memo surfaced, how quickly the Tenet report of the CIA came up, how quickly all of this house of cards began to crumble. It was meant to crumble. My friends, we know that when people like Judith Miller, writing for the New York Times, were deliberately falsifying information by printing every single accusation that came forward about Saddam Hussein and about Iraq and how terrible it was, just allowing it to go into print without checking anything out, that was the proof that this campaign had the complicity of the media. It wasn't George Bush alone. He would never have gotten away with it if it were not for the media moguls. And then once they got us there, all of a sudden, they flipped sides and said, now let's play the negative role of this paradigm. Okay? Because that's all it is, my friend. It's a joke. It is a dialectical joke on you, the American public. And now the media are switching sides. They've been doing that, really, right after the beginning of the war. But first, they had to get us there. They had to be complicit in lying, in getting people to think that war was inevitable, that we had to go to war and condition the American public to accept war against this tiny little country called Iraq, which was absolutely no threat to us or the United States or England or Europe, for that matter. Only one blankety-blank little country in the Middle East wanted Iraq out of the way. And now they want Iran out of the way. What do you think of that, huh? Okay, Henry, you're next on the program, Henry.
From what I understood, didn't I hear some announcement that the Pentagon changed their mind about the about Iran?
No, well,
that
may be, but you see, they're flip-flopping and putting out mixed messages is what they do all the time. I take them seriously when they say, I mean, I know, and you know, and we all know, there's no secret that Iran has been at the top of the hit list.
Yeah, I know.
Whether they can pull it off or not is another question.
Well, we have to protect the SLC, you know, like the French ambassador.
The blankety-blank little country in the Middle East.
Yes, that's right. Right. So, well, we have to protect them more. See, he even said himself it's more important that Israel's right to exist.
Oh, absolutely. You know? No one else.
It doesn't matter if America exists or even American Western European
culture. No, America's being destroyed.
Yeah, right.
It's Israel that's expanding. Right.
Yeah. You know, something else. I don't know if you were listening earlier today, but you heard of the Harry Schultz newsletter?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Harry Chapman said today, I believe it, that Harry Schultz said that the International Forecaster is a much, much better publication than his.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Harry charges a lot more. but I believe it because...
Oh, absolutely. Chapman is right at the top. He's at the top of my list.
Yeah, because that's why I'm going to get my things. I have to get another computer because the web version is much more vast than the print version.
Oh, sure.
And I'm impressed with even the print version. And I did get a couple of samples of Harry Schultz newsletter way back a while ago, really a long time ago. But and there was some politicians quoting Harry Schultz and, you know, and the thing, but... but it's nothing compared to the Forecaster. I'm going to tell you, nothing. It's close. It's good, but his is much, much, much better.
Yes, I agree.
The thing is this, though. He's saying that with the dollar, there could really be some real serious, you know, problems coming down the line because he's saying the dollar could go even below 79, and, you know, I don't know. You know, it's kind of scary in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, all right. That's it.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all.
Well, who is this mystery speculator we've been hearing about who's betting on a disaster with the stock market?
Oh, yes, Chapman mentioned that, too.
What did he say?
Somebody who... has 200 million. They're betting that near the end of September, the stock market might crash or take a semi-crash like.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does, this person will turn $200 million into a couple of billion or something.
Uh-huh. And then we can blame Al-Qaeda, and we can blame Iran for the stock market.
Yeah, right, yeah. You remember that Jew that busted the stock market back in 1986? People
uh-huh.
couldn't believe it. What's mm-hmm. his name, Bolsky? There's a book on it, man.
Ivan Bolsky, yeah.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm not a member of this organization, but the National Alliance did have a publication, National Vanguard, the catalog, and they carry all those books from those Wall Street guys,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't widely circulated. One on Bolsky, on Milken. I will say this, I'm going to go. I did ask Chapman this to confirm this. He told me this today. When the stock market does crash, even a manipulated crash like Bolsky did, or even 1929, commodities normally, he says, do go up. You know, like mm-hmm. wheat and corn. Mm-hmm. So I remember it happened in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned Tom Valentine when he said that. I do recall that. It wasn't a big crash, but it was like a semi-crash, right? And he said that, yes, because he researched. He has the records. I wonder where he gets that from. So mm-hmm. it's fascinating. Okay.
No, he has a tremendous amount of research. And the thing about Bob Chapman is that he's usually right on the money, if I may use the term. The guy has a fantastic record.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be a subscriber, definitely. And,
good.
I'm going to have to work with him because he can give me. Oh, by the way, he told me Fidel Castro has a subscription to his newsletter. And also,
even
Chavez.
A broken clock, you know, is right twice a day. What's that?
Chavez, the guy, Venezuela. He gets his newsletter.
Yes, and even George Bush.
I don't
George
think he's
Bush.
Lying.
Even George Bush and his wife and mother read it as well.
You kidding?
So watch out.
Yeah, I want okay.
I'm
all
being
right,
a
nice
little.
Talking to you.
I'm
right.
being a little levitous, yes, but don't think I'm too far off the money. They want to learn how to read and write, too, you know. Okay. Thank you, Henry.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. All right, you're a little slow tonight, but that's okay. All right, 1-800-313-9443 is the number, and I want to get into, before we get back to the phones, a little bit about what is being claimed about the meeting that has been organized by the National Interest, the Neocon Foreign Policy Journal, and what was said to the, I'm talking about Mr. Alexei Debat, who's the director of terrorism and national security at the Nixon Center. And apparently he told the Sunday Times that the U.S. military had concluded whether you go for a small pinprick type of strike or an all-out military action, the reaction from the Iranians will be the same. And he said it was a very legitimate strategic calculation. George Bush intensified the rhetoric against Iran last week, as you know, again accusing Tehran of putting the Middle East under the shadow of a nuclear holocaust. And he warned that the U.S. and its allies would confront Iran before it is too late. Well, of course, no such threat exists, not from Iran anyway. But the real threat comes from Israel. Israel has the nukes. Israel has said it will use the nukes against any nation, including Europe, if it dares to interfere in any way with its plans for world domination. Now, this has come right from the horse's mouth. And this is what they don't dare talk about currently. Though it's been published, though it's been well advertised, they're trying to play low-key poor Israel right now. Israel wants peace. Mr. Abbas and, of course, the Prime Minister of Israel just want to sit down and love each other. So poor Israel has to defend itself, and that nasty, villainous, evil Iran, must be brought down because they are a threat to America and to Europe and to the world community. We've heard that crap before. We heard it in World War I and II. All of it was a lie. All of it was fabricated. And now we have to pay the price. Ladies and gentlemen, one lie after another is a snowball. And now the avalanche is headed our way. I'll be right back with you and more right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Vengeance is on. Time we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em, till their toes are dangling. Stretch those traitors' necks, hang 'em high. Before they up and bust us, let's use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang 'em high. Check 'em out, size 'em up, look 'em up, find 'em out. If they're in, vote 'em out. If they're out, cut 'em down. Drag 'em into the court, every traitor a sword. Use your vote like a rope. Hang 'em high. Hang 'em high.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I like that. And I've got the rope, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. You have the staging? You have the platform? Good. We can work together on this. I have the rope. Well, anyway, getting back to this story about the attack that is being planned on Iran. Eventually, if not impending right now, this month of September. As you know, Tehran has promised to answer most questions from the IAEA, and this, of course, is for November. But Washington says that Iran is stalling to prevent further sanctions, which George Bush claims that we should put on the people of Iran. And Iran continues to maintain it is merely developing civilian nuclear power. Bush is committed for now to the, quote, diplomatic route, but thinks Iran is moving towards acquiring a nuclear weapon. According to a well-placed source, Washington believes it would be prudent to use rapid, overwhelming force should military action become necessary. Israel, which has warned it will not allow Iran to acquire nuclear weapons, no wonder. Only Israel can have them. Only offensive war is good when Israel's doing the offensive. Has made its own preparations for airstrikes, that is, Israel, and has said to be ready to attack if the Americans back down. A spokesman for the National Council of Resistance of Iran, which uncovered the existence of Iran's uranium enrichment plant at Natanz, said the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, was being strung along. A number of nuclear sites have not even been visited by the agency, he said, and they're being given a clean bill of health to a regime that is known to have practiced deception. Well, Mohammad Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president, initiated, or rather irritated, the Bush administration by vowing to kill, or rather fill, a power vacuum, in Iran. You should see the typos in this. But Washington believers have said Iran is already fighting a proxy war with Americans in Iraq now, and the Institute for Study of War last week just released a report by Kimberly Kagan that explicitly uses the term proxy war, claims that with the Sunni insurgency and the Al-Qaeda in Iraq increasingly under control, Iranian intervention is the next major problem the coalition must tackle. George Bush noted that the number of attacks on U.S. bases and troops by Iranian-supplied munitions had increased in recent months, despite pledges by Iran to help stabilize the security situation in Iraq. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen. This plan is nothing new. This has been resurfaced now, and it seems to me pretty evident that they either have to do something or get off the pot, as the expression goes. You know what I mean? They can't sit there forever on the pot in the stall. But this does not mean that an attack is going to happen as it has been advertised. And I don't know which it will be and when it will be, but there is no question that in order to complete this process of reaching this one world, if you will, one world situation, that Iran is a stubborn holdout, and Iran must be brought under. Hey, it's got to be brought into the New World System. No doubt about it. Whether we like it or not, the whole world is going to be brought under this system, and the whole world is going to be deceived and follow the beast. The whole world, even those who say they are believers, they are Christians, also following this false Messiah, preparing the way for Satan and his children to rule from Jerusalem. That is the key. They must rule from Jerusalem. That is going to be where the mercy seat is, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I will be back with more. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio at 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back, and also besides Bob Chapman, of course, Joel Skousen in his newsletter mentions the drumbeat of Iran provocations increasing, and he refers to the Bush's intention to attack Iran. And the shrill rhetoric coming from the president every time he speaks to another predictable and dumbed-down audience, although his visit to Australia certainly is not going to be the most pleasant in his repertoire. And he says that while an attack on Iran will suddenly dwarf Congress's feigned concern over Iraq, this is not the purpose of the coming attack. Now, Skousen says attacking Iran is part of an ongoing and deliberate agenda to antagonize the entire Muslim world and galvanize international opposition to the United States. There are many other sub-agendas relating to control of oil and hyping the Islamo-fascist threat, all necessary to beat the drums of Middle Eastern war. But ultimately, the U.S. globalists are working to trigger a massive retaliation against the U.S. that will give them an excuse to march us all into a new world order control system during the next world war. That is their main goal. You see, it proves the lie that the enemy of the United States is from without. In fact, that has never been the case. The enemy has always been within, ladies and gentlemen. And who is taking America down? It ain't Osama. It ain't Zarqawi. It ain't Zawahiri. It ain't Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
No, it's these people who are destroying us from within the bowels of this government. They are intent upon destroying your freedom. That is ultimately what they want, control. It's a control grid. And how many years have I been saying this? And how many years have I been telling you this? And how many years have you been hearing this? Well, have you finally made up your mind? Yes, Virginia, it is a conspiracy. Make no mistake about it. Wake up and smell the roses. I'll go right back to American Idol. All right, let's take a call from Leslie now in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick. What's not being mentioned in this discussion, as you're quite aware, but you did touch on it, how Israel was selling the contraband defense had been doing it to China for years.
Red China, building them up. Yes.
Absolutely. And then you had China girl Hillary Clinton getting funds and selling our IBM system to China, which the Secretary of Defense at that time and the Secretary of State opposed. But, you know, no one did anything about it, and it still went through. And you know what the investigation with China Gate went through.
Mm-hmm.
And now the woman's running for president. That's one of her many scandals. But it's interesting because China has continuously warned us that if Iran was attacked,
mm-hmm.
that she would defend her oil and gas interest. And she has made it very clear there will be a counterattack.
Mm-hmm.
And she has told us this repeatedly. Now, this is all by design because what they want to do, and as you know, Rick, the oil and gas prices will go through the roof when this is pulled off. Now, who has interest in oil and gas? None other than the Carlyle Group and their ventures in Mexico and all of, and other places, which Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. have a substantial interest. Mm-hmm. And then you got to Halliburton. You have all these people, conflicts of interest, because their only concern is to consolidate more power and wealth to themselves and to their cronies at the expense of our liberties and our financial security. And meanwhile, as of this week, as you know, they're pushing the Mexican trucks to be going through, and they will not meet the standards of this country and with regs on environmental safety, go right down the line. And in fact, there was federal laws in 1971 that addressed this very issue, and they're just totally ignoring it. But this is all by design, and I blame, and I squarely blame the American people for putting up with this propaganda media that they feel, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and go right down the line, that they feel that they can control the American public. We have a real serious problem. The people not being involved, and they only have themselves to blame, because I'll tell you, the trade deficit is totally out of control. The people now, they're feeling the crunch. The trade deficit directly affects the dollar. It undermines the dollar, devalues it. People are losing their homes now. I think it's about time they start waking up to what's really going on and why their financial situation, because we keep being told we're a consumer nation. That is ridiculous. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Production is no longer important. Manufacturing is no longer important.
Yep.
And that is to tell this propaganda to the American people that their self-reliance, sovereignty, and not, all these things are non-important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. This
is
a good
outrageous.
Thing.
It
globalism is good. It's going to make America stronger, yes.
Yeah, we're totally. A service-oriented economy, and this is just total hogwash. And to be dependent on other nations is just so China.
Well, I mean, and just think about it. When we can no longer make enough steel. Enough of our own steel to build our own equipment, our own hardware, our own tanks, airplanes and so forth.
But see, what
we've had
correct. That is a national security issue alone.
That alone,
and
yeah.
I blame the damn union. They were sold out by Mr. John Sweeney, head of the CAO of AFL-CIO, and he is none other than a Council of Foreign Relations member. He's been there for years, and the union now and several unions have already gone on board endorsing Hillary Clinton. Have they lost their cock and pick and mind? Here you had the Clinton administration getting NAFTA through. That was the first peg in the wheel to get the global agenda hurting the middle class dramatically. And the whole point being this Bush-Clinton combo team needs to be addressed for what it is. And they have done nothing but enrich themselves at the expense of our liberties and our national security. As far as I'm concerned, no one even questions when she left office. What was it when she became senator? It was $300,000. That's her financial statement, something around that line. $300,000 her net worth of 400, somewhere around that line. The point being, now what is it? Over $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
$50 million. I mean, when these guys are enriching themselves at our expense. And the way we deal with this issue is to see who is funding their campaigns and start taking their so-called funders head on. That's the way you deal with it. Expose these conflicts of interest and take on the people that are funding their campaigns and go after the disclosures. We've got to deal with these conflicts of interest. Mm-hmm. This is so serious, Rick.
No, you're right.
And this, we've got to follow the money and deal with these people head on. We just don't have time anymore. We don't have time.
Well, you see, now, you know, you've touched on it again, Leslie, and thank you for that. The American public has no use for Congress anymore, even less than they have for the White House. And I think they're ripe for something. They are ripe for something. Now, whether it'll be the right thing or the wrong thing, you say, time will tell. But if it's the right thing, they know that heads are going to have to roll. And it's not going to be just the other guy's congressman or congresswoman. It's going to have to be theirs as well.
Absolutely.
Because this is the mentality. You know? Oh, yeah, it's that no good so-and-so from next door. No, it's your congressman and your congresswoman and your senators.
Well,
that are
right,
just
because
as
they all enjoy their little pet projects
right. And
their community.
Well, that's right.
And the point is they have been using Social Security. This is a classic example how they abused it. There is no trust fund. There's nothing but a bunch of IOUs. And ever since the 60s.
Well, you see, the thing is, Leslie, you know, you're so bright, and I thank you for bringing this up. I was talking to a mailman the other day, and, yeah, he agrees with me on everything, and these people are crazy, and Bush and Cheney, they're all warmongers, and you're right. But you know what? He says, I had enough. He says, and I'm planning to retire in a few years. And he says, as long as I can get my pension. And as long as I have this, I said, forget about as long as. Take those words out of your vocabulary. Because you're assuming you're going to have those things, and you haven't got the right to assume it.
That's really
you realize
sad.
The powers that Bush has amassed. Now, he can take those so-called obligations and tear them up just like that.
Absolutely. And what is even, this is really sad, because the dollar has plummeted over 40% in the last five
Absolutely.
Years alone. And he has not yet even put two and two that his value, the value of the dollar, and how this has directly affected him before you even get to the pension issue. No, there won't be the pensions.
No,
they won't
they're
be
not
there.
Going to be there. And even if they were there, okay, what they don't understand is that when the time comes for the call-in and the introducing of the new currency, the Amero, let's say, for example,
that
the exchange ratio is going to be one hell of an exchange. It's going to be for every $1 you have, okay, you're going to get 10 cents back. 10 cents on the dollar
and
is what you're going to get.
And guess who's got the interest in the oil and gas down in Mexico? None other than the Bush family members. There we go again. And here, NAFTA has never been exposed for what it was and what it did to those poor people in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised. I mean, it caused literally starvation in Mexico. But they used NAFTA. Mm-hmm. NAFTA, it consolidated more wealth and more power to the very few and the elite. It gave them more power at the expense of the poor average Mexican. And this NAFTA has put in such a drive, such a desperation drive for the people to go over the border and come to the United States. And this was one of the major factor. And it's really sad because NAFTA needs to be exposed for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was a total failure. And the Clinton administration, they got that through in 1994. They need to be held accountable, and Congress, and because now she's having a redress on the whole issue. I'm sorry, Hillary, it's too late. You're a failure. And you need, and it needs to be addressed as such. Meanwhile, these people have lined their pockets at the expense of the average middle-class American.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pathetic.
Yep. Yep.
But meanwhile, they're concentrating and getting more transportation, you know, through the highway, and more trinkets through, more, hit Mexico even harder, and so we can run this right through the United States. It is outrageous. These globalists need to be identified who they are, who's the beneficiary, and who's getting what. It's very simple. And follow the first thing you do is get that campaign disclosure. That's it.
And the Internet is going to be the only way, Internet radio, Internet television, the Internet itself, of bringing this down, this house of cards, as far as any political solution is concerned.
It's not going to happen
any other way.
Well, here Rupert Murdoch was holding fundraiser events for Hillary.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. The Republicans can't be that...
Well, that's why we know, Murdoch buys the New York Times, the Washington Post, whatever. He buys the Wall Street Journal. He buys Wall Street, whatever. He can buy the world, okay? But the fact of the matter is that people have to be made to read his garbage. And if they don't read it, so be it.
Huh? He also bought Hillary.
He bought Hillary and Giuliani and all of them at the same time.
And that's all the Bush people want to do. They destroyed the Republican Party because they've got their globalist agendas to set up.
Mm-hmm.
All they want to do is hand the baton back to Hillary.
That's...
Here we go again. And it's about time that these people wake up. Wake up, the American people.
What a choice between manure and excrement. I'm telling you. I hate to put it that way, but that's the choice.
They've been in bed together for decades.
It stinks.
They ran the drugs out of Mena, Arkansas together. Vince Foster and Hillary both represented BCCI Bank, which that's where the drugs were laundered through. And you don't have to take my word. L.D. Brown, who was the head of Arkansas State Troopers, wrote a book and his participation in this, and others, Terry Reed.
I wonder he survived to write it.
Oh, right. I mean, and I won't get into the congressional IRS investigation in 1988, but what did Congress do? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Of course not.
And we know why. Right. Yeah, absolutely. They had to protect their own.
Mm-hmm.
Had to protect their own at our expense.
So much for the courageous, refreshing Democrats, huh? Oh, my.
I know.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah.
You're a doll, and Harry.
The big reform, and meanwhile, she gives the... Here, Senator Webb goes forward to get the war powers back to Congress, where it should be. And the point being, she gives one excuse after the next why that can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you're giving more and more power to a dictatorship. And that's what, and that's exactly what President Bush has done. And first Clinton did it, then Bush embellished it at an escalating rate.
Well, one thing I have to congratulate you on in Virginia for. And that is, you're finally seeing the exit of your great Senator John Warner. Thank goodness.
Oh, my God.
Goodness, Leslie.
Well, let me tell you something. That was another thing in the press, and everybody in Virginia knows better. If he ran again, and he's been in there for 30 years.
At 80
no
years
way. Unless you had electronic voting machines back up. But the whole point being, there's no way he would win. People are outraged. This is why Senator Webb came in. They were just fed up with the corruption. They wanted new blood. And that's what we need to go right across
the board.
Well,
you know what happened with Obersheim, I think it was, quite a few years ago when he ran. They wanted new blood, and they got it.
Yeah,
he died in a plane crash.
Oh, that's right. Right after he defeated Warner at that time.
That's right. I remember that.
In the primary. And it was like two weeks later after the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And he had just married Liz Taylor. And, you know, I guess he was just so taken back because his first wife was, I believe, a Mellon. And they had to settle out with patrimony. It was called the Atoka Farm.
Yes.
Up in Middleburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I hear the music.
Yeah. Did you want to hang on?
Oh, okay.
All right. We have another call after you, so we'll wrap things up. We'll come back in just 3 minutes from now with Leslie of Virginia, and we'll also talk to Bill in Idaho. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, round up the boys.
And the girls as well. We're back with Leslie. And Leslie, yes, you wanted to make another point for us tonight.
Yes, I think the most important thing we could do, dimes being limited, is to call Congress at 202-224-3121. We want the war powers reinstated back to Congress. It is critical at this juncture, and hold Nancy Pelosi accountable. The point is, we want that authority back to Congress, taken away from the president. It should have never been given to the president to begin with. Never.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for calling the program. Good to hear your voice again, Leslie.
Thank you, Rick.
Excellent. And
Take care. People
should do what you say. Call tomorrow. Get on the horn and make a fuss. Bill in Idaho, hi, you'll be our last caller.
Hi, good evening. Sorry to burn up the last vital minutes of your program.
That's all right, Bill.
You have so much good to say and so important points to make as far as educating the privates that think that they're public. But it is absolutely amazing. I had a moment to, Getty, state representative here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on with Dick Haugen on KXLY.
Okay.
And ask him, considering Mr. Craig's comment to me in a letter, that we needed to stay in the United Nations to maintain our moral high ground, how he equated that and whether he approved of the idea of remaining in the United Nations, and apparently he did.
This was Mr.
So
Craig.
Just give you some small idea what a big job Leslie is outlining for the rest of us.
Yeah, it's a mammoth job now. But
yeah.
You see, that's why I'm saying, with the impending crises and all of the, the baloney hitting the fan, so to speak, and all of the economy, the war plans, you know, the American public now is just totally exhausted over this. They have no faith, absolutely no faith in their elected leaders. And something very, very important has to be done. I believe it's coming soon.
Well, it's coming soon. I am counting on the fact that John and Sandy got, Sandra got your Losing Liberty Judiciously prohibitory and kindred laws examined.
Oh,
and,
good.
They have it down there, the question of getting it through the paper maze, I assume.
Yeah.
But you ought to have your copy, and I hope you distribute it wide and far. It's 1928, 1931, when there was a constitutional republic, and within this are the seeds of and the outline of retaining that constitutional republic, as well as publicly identifying these domestic terrorists for who and what they are, which I assume is what is coming next, because withdrawing our support as those that would be governed by virtue of the misprision of justice, sedition and treason, that this Congress, as well as all the way down to your state houses, if Mr. Goody is any Getty is any example here in Coeur d'Alene, that would approve of and maintain our relationship with the United Nations, which has infiltrated and denigrated every last institution and moth-eaten it to the state of
Absolutely.
Federal
All right, I hear the music. We're out of time, but you know what?
Well, it was fun talking to you anyway.
I want you to pick up on this maybe tomorrow night if you can call in, okay?
Good luck. Would you check on that Losing Liberty Judicially, please?
Thank you. I will as soon as I see it, yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Bill. Call again tomorrow night. We'll be back, Lord willing, to continue this endeavor of exposing the lies and bringing the light of truth into the living room. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you all for joining us. Keep the faith, remain strong, and most of all, pray for us and pray for me, pray for RBN, that we can continue on the air and that we will bring the truth to you, the American public. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night.